Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 29th, from Job 31 to 33, Act 2, Scene 3, Intermission, Act 3, Scene 1. The words of Job are ended. Chapter 31, verse 40. Oh, really? Chapter 32, verse 1 sums it up. The three friends could say nothing more to Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. So the narrator cues the beginning of another act in this drama. Job's three antagonists fade away as the spotlight shifts to another heretofore unseen character. His name is Elihu. He is young. Elders and their priority in speech were highly valued in that day. And by his own admission, he knew that interjecting his opinion in the dialogue as it unfolded would be imprudent and a violation of social norms. So Elihu waits until all is said and done by these august community leaders. We should understand that Elihu is pretty upset with the dialogue he's patiently heard between the four elders at center stage. Four times he claims mental and emotional upset from what he's heard. So Elihu speaks passionately and directly. The three friends are in for rebuke because they failed to refute Job. They assumed Job had been a sinner, and only God could convince him of that. The friends gave up in their prosecution of Job due to lack of evidence and Job's insistence on his innocence. We can appreciate that in our day, that we are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law and in the opinions of our peers. But the real problem for Elihu was Job's insistence that God had somehow wronged Job, in essence had behaved toward Job in ways inconsistent with his demonstrated character. To Job, all this suffering is God's fault. Job had failed to understand that suffering, rather than being for punishment of wrongdoing, actually is a process by which God extols his faithful follower. In this, Job anticipates the truly righteous one, Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Elihu begins to unpack his heart about Job's predicament. Rather than seeing suffering, even as intense as Job's, as a punitive curse for the man or woman God loves, suffering is God's stamp of approval on their faith and character. In other words, a faithful person will persevere in their faith through all difficulties. As James much later said, the testing of your faith produces endurance. God wants us stronger than ever, so he allows suffering into our lives as a tutor and friend, not an enemy. Act 3, Scene 2, tomorrow.